Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Diane Weiland, and she is the head of the Wallace Centers of Iowa. So good morning to you, Diane.
Good morning.
Diane, spring isn't quite here officially, but we're going to talk about summer. And, you know, people do need to make some plans for summer. And there's a summer food camp that I want to know more about.
Okay. The summer food camp that we do is Real Soil, Real Food, A Real Difference. And teens can come and live and learn with us for 6 days. And this year's camp is in July, July 6th through July 11th. And it tackles and teaches kids about all aspects of food.
And so, and sometimes when we say food, people just think about eating. But when you say all aspects, that starts, well, maybe it even starts before the growing. Maybe it's before but the planning. Where does that kind of start? What are some of those areas you cover?
Each day we focus on one area. So one day will be food safety. So kids learn that how to prepare foods in a safe manner and what it means, how the public is affected when there is some sort of breakout of food poisoning or something like that. What, you know, the whole realm and the whole impact of that. We learn about food security. And usually kids think that other young people are only hungry in other countries.
Hmm.
But that it's going on right in their counties. And so we just build that awareness. We take them to the World Food Prize, and we, which, you know, a lot of that focuses on food security, and they just get a different perspective. One day, throughout the camp, it's growing food, and they learn different ways that food is distributed, how it's grown, what it means to have a large commercial food operation, what it means to have a few acres. And then there's the biotechnology and food. So it's those are the topics, and around those we build activities, we build field trips. It's a lot of hands-on and a lot of them working together.
So if the people who attend, young people who attend, think they're going to sit and listen to somebody talk all day, no, they're not.
No, they are not. There is no boredom in these 6 days that we have them. And we ask that, you know, they come to the camp with an open mind that they're going to participate. That's the key. And then we just, from 9 in the morning till about 6 every night, they're just go, go, go. And over that, you know, it's a small stretch of time that we have them, but we see differences from the first day to when they leave.
Now, you've done this a couple of years, and you've had some response from those who participated.
Yes, we have had. The kids, for instance, last year there were two young people from I-35 schools, and they are helping us this year recruit other teens to take part. But both of them say that the camp not only gave them lots of information, but it built their self-confidence. And now, this school year, they're taking part in more activities. They're willing to talk to their friends about things that they need to be part of. So it's
kind of life-changing.
A lot.
Yeah. And so great opportunity. How many can participate? How many may participate?
The maximum is 15.
All right. So that says to me, and 15, I think, is a wonderful number for a group. That says to me, though, this is you get a lot of individual kinds of thing. Again, this is not a huge group that's going to just, again, kind of be there in the group. Everybody's
right.
Going to work together.
Everybody has a chance to do their part, and they know that we expect them to. And it's amazing just to watch them interact and how they bond.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm guessing in addition to all of these topics you've talked about, they also get to eat some good food.
They do. And, you know, we have about 4 acres of vegetable production out here in the farm near Orient. And so we take them into the garden where they help harvest. They come into our kitchen and work with our chefs, and they prepare some of their own meals. So it's the whole thing from thinking about food to sharing food to eating food.
So if youth is interested in this, I guess, first of all, where can they get more information?
They can get more information from the website realsoil.org. And that gives, we have some of our past participants, they give testimonials, it gives examples of what a day consists of, and also the application is on that website. And it's realsoil.org.
Okay. Now, there has to be a fee for this because all the things that you've prepared and the food that they're going to eat and a place to stay. So what's the fee?
The fee is $500. And we do have scholarships. So on the website, Real Soil, they can go and they can fill out a scholarship request also. So there's that. There isn't anything to keep kids from participating.
Okay. And what an opportunity for young people to meet other young people from around the area. They don't, you know, it's good to kind of get out and meet some people away from your own school and your own basketball team or whatever. And I mean, you could take a friend with you, but hey, what an opportunity to meet folks from around the area.
It really is. Last year, we had an exchange student who was at Valley High School in Des Moines, and she was from Malaysia. We've had a young man from Illinois. We've had kids from different places in Iowa. So it really does give them the opportunity to meet with new people and learn a little bit more about the world.
Okay. And we'll give that website again. But before that, you mentioned that you have about 4 acres that's at the Henry A. Wallace Country Life Center near Orient. But you also are connected a part of this Wallace Centers of Iowa. There's also a location in Des Moines.
Yes, it's in the Sherman Hill District, and it's called the Wallace House. So between the two locations, we keep busy with programming and with growing fruits and vegetables.
You have a CSA.
Yeah. We do have a CSA, which is a community-supported agriculture program, and households can pay a fee up front, and then for so many weeks during the growing season, they get a box of fruits and vegetables.
Okay. And I'm guessing you have people come and tour one or both of those places. If a group wanted to visit, they could do that.
Right. We do have. We're open for tours all the time, and we do individual tours for groups, and they can ask to have a meal that's for them, and so they can, we do it if they come, like just a club wants to come, or if a whole busload wants to come, we can accommodate them.
Okay. And at the Henry A. Wallace Life Center, you also have that natural prairie and lots of sculptures. And the last I was there, you had a little waterfall, a little pond. I mean, you could spend a lot of time just as an individual coming and spending some quiet time.
You really can. We have 9 acres of restored prairie with the walking path and the art sculptures along the way. And even if we are not here, which sometimes in the weekends we don't have somebody staffing, but it's open to the public. We have a little box that contains a self-guided tour, and you can spend a lot of time out here.
Okay. Is there another website that gives us more information about the Wallace Centers? Okay, and what is that one?
Our overall website is wallace.org.
Okay, that's easy, wallace.org. Mm-hmm. Remember, you know, if you go back in history, let's hope a lot of people listening at least recognize the name Henry A. Wallace as being the Secretary of Agriculture, man from Iowa. So wallace.org. Now, back to the food camp. If people want more information about that, the website is?
realsoil.org. And there are my phone number is on that website. They can call me. They can read what's going on. Applications are due May 1st, and the camp this year, again, is July 6th through July 11th.
All right. Great opportunity. And so we want to thank you very much, Diane Weiland, for bringing this to our attention and getting that great opportunity for youth out there. So thanks again, and until next time. It's, you know, today is St. Patty's Day. Here's another Irish blessing. May you have warm words on a cold evening, a full moon on a dark night, and the road downhill all the way to your door.